This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. Welcome to 49ers After Dark. We are your co-hosts, Grant Cohn, Jesse Naylor. There's big news today, and it was reported 2 days ago by my colleague, Noah Strackbean, who writes, is the publisher of all Steelers for SI.com. Wrote it a couple of days ago. It was pointed out on Twitter. Jesse picked it up, sent it to me. And, it's a report with the source from the Steelers. And they say, we're pretty much certain. We highly expect to get Brandon Ayuk, and we don't think we're going to have to give up that much to get him. Maybe second. That's the report. Buy or sell it.
I'm definitely selling this. Definitely selling this. I don't know how they would only get it for a second. I do understand that we as fans do overvalue our players. We think they're worth more. Like when the Deebo Samuel situation was going on, I was like, oh, we better get like a top five pick, or we better get the number 10 pick from the Jets and a second rounder. Okay, those things are never realistic. But Brandon Ayuk is worth a late first round pick at this point in his career. And if I'm the 49ers, let's say that isn't the market for him, then I'm not going to consider trading him. I really don't believe that the 49ers want to trade Brandon Ayuk, unless he's going to ask for something astronomical that they just feel like they cannot meet. And based off of the deal that Devontae Smith just got, he's not going to ask for something astronomical. $25 million is the new floor. He's probably around 27. Make it happen. So no, I don't believe this at all. Do you believe it?
I absolutely believe it. The thing about it is, it's interesting. It's coming from Pittsburgh. I do know Noah. He's extremely plugged in with that organization. So if he says a team source told him, I believe him. And it's interesting that they would just say it in such certain terms. Like, I'd be surprised if we didn't get him. Like, yeah, we're going to get Brandon. What are you talking about? And it's not even going to cost that much. It seems to me that I think a grip of teams are willing to pay Ayuk more than the Niners are willing to pay him. Like, I don't think the Niners are willing to pay him market. It's not that he's asking for more than market value. I don't think the Niners want to pay him market value, which is like you said, $27 million at least a year. They're already paying one wide receiver 24 almost, and they don't throw that much, despite what some people would tell you. So I can see this happening. In fact, I do think it's going to happen. I think that's why the reports are coming out all of a sudden about, well, we'll talk about that later, about the Niners taking a wide receiver. I think once they do, then they'll make the trade.
I don't know Noah, and I'm not saying that what he is reporting is incorrect. I think he is reporting what he's hearing. However, there's a big difference in a team pursuing a player and continuously pursuing a player and the other team willing to play ball and give up said player. So for me, I don't know how the 49ers could justify a second round pick for Brandon Ayuk. What pick is that? I mean, they've got to be 50. Is that like 50 overall from the Steelers? I don't know what their second round pick is. It's something like that. So I don't know, man.
I would imagine it'd be that plus. But I mean, this happens. Like when they traded DeForest Buckner, he was the seventh pick in the draft. He only improved. He was great. They got pick 13. So I mean, that's double. Legarius Sneed is a great cornerback. He went for a third. I mean, obviously, if you can't pay him, that's going to be part of the reason he's leaving. The Niners couldn't get anything for Eric Armstead. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, man. Second round pick, they suck at drafting in round one anyway. And again, it's like, this is different than the Deebo situation. Let's talk about that. With Deebo, he wanted there to be a market for him, but there was no team that was more enthusiastic about Debo than the Niners. There was no team that was going to offer him more money or give him more touches or feature him in more creative ways than the 49ers were willing to. And he learned that the hard way. Ayuk's in a totally different situation. I think there are multiple teams that would throw to him more, pay him more, use him more. I think he knows it. I think the Niners know it. And I think that's why this is kind of an awkward situation. Like, they could be confident with Debo and say, he'll come back to his senses soon and join us in reality. But reality is sort of on Ayuk's side.
Oh, I agree with that. I do think, and I think that it is important for Ayuk. I do think that there's a world that exists where Brandon Ayuk is saying, okay, I want $27 million. They're like, okay, we'll give you $27 million. And he's like, and I want to be featured in this offense. They're like, well, we can't guarantee that. Not yet, anyways. Well, I think there's a world where that could exist.
What's the point of paying him $27 million a year if you're not going to feature him in the offense? If you're really going to give him three catches a game in the playoffs? Like, what is the point? Just so you can keep your fans happy?
Well, for the same reason that they pay George Kittle. But Brandon Ayuk...
At least they can say Kittle blocks and is a key part of the run game. Like, yeah, wide receiver blocking is important, kind of, but not like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of this has to be future, though, too, right? So this year, if you were to extend Brandon Ayuk, you're only going to have about a $4 million cap hit, which means he's basically going to outplay that no matter what, unless he just plays a game and gets injured. So he's going to outplay that. Next year, when his money gets big, that's when you would move on from maybe a Debo, a CMC, a Kittle, two out of three of those guys, what have you. And now the money meets the production and what you're going to ask from him to do. So that's the way that I see it. It's not just about this year. It's about the future. And those guys are going to be gone soon. A lot of those guys.
We've argued this point before. Instead of rehashing the argument of whether they should trade it or not, let's bring it back to the report. Again, I haven't talked to Noah since the owners' meetings, but I did talk to Noah a lot at the owners' meetings about this. So I know some things, and I know who he talks to. And that's why I'm so confident in him being at least plugged in. Now, my question to you is, why do the Steelers think it's all but certain? Why, if it's not? They're posturing in a very confident position. We got him, and we'll pay him whatever it takes, but we're not going to have to give the Niners that much.
The only thing that I can think of is that they are going off the track record of the 49ers. They probably have a deal worked out with Brandon Ayuk where he's agreed to it in principle.
Yep.
And so they're looking at what the 49ers have done and said, okay, well, you traditionally pay your players. You're not going to let them play on the fifth year option. It sounds like you're not willing to pay him what the asking price is.
Well, we are willing to agree to that. And you know what I'm saying? Yes.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So I think all of those things could line up, but there is still a spot where the 49ers say, yeah, I know what we've traditionally done, but we are willing to let him play on the fifth year contract, and we're not going to let him walk for a second round pick.
Okay. So that's why thank you for answering that question. I think we completely agree on all of that, and let's finish it off. I forgot what I was going to say. Let's move on to the next topic.
That's the only thing that I could think of is that Brandon Ayuk and the Steelers have talked, and I think that that's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility.
Okay, so what I wanted to say was thank you for buying me some time. Yeah. So they've talked. They're probably on the same page. Ayuk probably knows what Pittsburgh will be willing to pay him, and he probably likes it. So this, to me, this is down to negotiating for draft picks at this point. Niners probably know they can't pay or unwilling to pay Ayuk what the Steelers are willing to pay him. Okay, they're in a tough spot. But that doesn't mean you just have to just give him away for a second round pick. Like, now you have to posture and negotiate and get the most you can from Pittsburgh. And I think that's what's going on. And maybe it could fall apart if Pittsburgh is really stingy. But my guess here is this is just negotiations. It's a second plus. The Niners want a first. The Pittsburgh want to give the second. Like, how do they meet in the middle on this one? So that's what I think is happening.
I want to throw this out there as well. And I want to be very clear. I do not think Brandon Ayuk is going to get traded. I don't think the 49ers intend on trading him. However, I do want to lay this to rest because a lot of people took what Brandon Ayuk's agent said as gospel. Yep. When he came out a couple of days ago and said, we have not requested a trade. That could be true. Right. And
did he tell a guy he needed to get better sources?
He needed to get better sources, basically saying he didn't request it. Yes. But I want to say this as well. If you go to that gentleman's Twitter, the agent for Brandon Ayuk, around 2020, he has a tweet with him. It's a picture of him and John Lynch. And he's thanking John Lynch for essentially being his mentor and his career. So that means even if he has to do right by Brandon Ayuk, who is his client. Even if Brandon Ayuk requested a trade, he knows that that hurts the 49ers if that gets out. Right. So what would be the right thing to do to your mentor and John Lynch? Well, let's act publicly as if a trade has not been requested.
All good.
So that we're not doing anything bad by my friend John Lynch, and I'm winning both ways. So even if he had requested a trade, which not saying that's happened, I don't believe he has, but if he had, it would behoove that agent who is friends with John Lynch to say that he hadn't requested a trade. I just want to
be more disgruntled and displeased Brandon Ayuk comes across, I feel like the less the Steelers or other teams be willing to offer, right? Because they think the Niners are compromised here. Like, oh, you don't even have a relationship with Brandon. He doesn't even want to play for you anymore. Okay, third round pick. Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. Like, so I think it's kind of interesting. Maybe they've talked and they've said, look, Brandon, like, okay, we'll do right by you. But in the meantime, can you stop with the social media stuff? And can you come to OTAs? And can you at least pretend like you're happy so we can sort of get a good pick for you and replace you? Like, do you hate us that much that you won't even do that? And I'm sure I was like, well, I'm not sure, but I could imagine. I was like, sure, I could do that. I mean, it's just business and I have no ill will. I just would rather make more money in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's all it is. That could be it.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely see, like I said, I see, and I just want to play out all these scenarios because if he does get traded, I don't want to be the guy that sat back and was like, oh, I'm above the conversation because I never thought he would get traded. I want to make sure that I look at it from all angles because anything is possible. I just truly believe that he's not going to get traded, but we will see.
I mean, I can't say you're wrong. All I know is that I bet my dad a bottle of wine already, so I can't waffle at this point.
You're not walking back. Yeah.
I'm all in. All right. So before we move on, let's do the sleeper picks now because the game starts in 15 minutes.
All right. Let's do it. Let's
play off basketball. Just a second. Okay, here we go. Sleeper picks. Oh, you got to put the thing on a thing. There you go. It's Atlanta, Chicago. We all have strong feelings about those two teams, Atlanta and Chicago. Trae Young, DeMar DeRozan, Clint Capella, Caruso. Oh my God, DeJounte Murray. Who do you like for tonight's game?
Let's go Trae Young. Okay. Points and assists.
Points and assists.
Let's go more.
32 and a half.
As your dad would say.
More. Okay, because it's a playoff game. More.
Yeah.
Can I just show people real quick how bad me and my dad did yesterday?
Yeah, go ahead.
This was us yesterday. We got 4 out of 5 wrong. That's impressive. And Klay Thompson, 0 points. That was good. We knew we were screwed at that point. But yeah, it's not about that. Okay, Trae Young.
No, DeRozan. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. DeRozan, what's his points?
Let's see. Assists, points, and assists. Sometimes I don't give you something like that, and I'm confused why. I'll have to talk to Sleeper about that.
Yeah, they're not giving us just points. God, that just seems pretty.
He's their whole team.
That's tempting. That's very tempting. Oh, man.
We could just be DeMar DeRozan haters because he went to USC and I went to UCLA.
I was going to say, things ratchet up in the playoffs. Let's go last.
Okay, I like that. Caruso, Fernando. Oh my goodness. Can we do Fernando?
Bruno Fernando?
Yeah. Bruno Fernando.
Oh, 5.5 points. That's low. Yeah.
Yeah. He had 12. And we got to be more on Fernando just for the name. Yeah.
Green got 7 points in the first quarter yesterday. So,
yeah. He clearly picked himself and sleeper. You can't do that.
Can't do that. You get banned from the NBA, I heard.
How about Murray?
Maurice tough. What about, what's Vucevic at? 19.5 points.
19.5 points, 12.5 rebounds.
Let's go points and rebounds, and let's go less.
Yeah, did, where did Vucevic go to college? Did he go to USC too?
I don't know where Vucevic
went. I don't know. I don't. I think he might have, and I don't like that. Even if he thought about going to USC, I don't like that. Okay, let's lock it in for tonight's game, which starts in 12 minutes. How did it expire? No, it didn't. They're trying to tell me my
game already started.
I need to get this right.
Okay, let's remove that then. Let's remove that. Let's remove it.
I don't like that one anyway.
Yeah.
Murray.
I didn't.
Let's do Murray. Okay. 23.5 points. There's no way he's getting that. Except for
yeah, he might. We're going less.
Less. Okay, let's see if Sleeper lets us do that one. Boom. To win $70 for tonight's game. You want to play
the Vucevic one?
Huh?
I wonder why the Vucevic one.
I don't know. I'll have to talk to my good friends over at Sleeper Picks. Ask them what that was about. Okay. Promo code CONE, C-O-H-N, for the deposit match up to $500. So Brandon Ayuk, man, his career with the 49ers is on life support. Mm. At the final hour, can Brock Purdy come through, put the little paddles on his chest and bring him back to life like in Flatliners? Can he do it? Can he get the front office to pay him a little more, speed up the process? Can Brock Purdy come through and be the savior here?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you had the situation a couple of years ago with Debo, and the gentleman that was the savior, quote unquote, was Kyle Shanahan. Kyle. We don't know that Kyle Shanahan and Ayuk have that relationship, but what we do know is Brandon Ayuk is very fond of Brock Purdy, and mm-hmm. Brock Purdy, going into his first full offseason, has established himself as one would think is the franchise quarterback who's about to get paid next offseason. And the way that I see it is franchise quarterbacks are usually in the loop when they're about to lose a star player. Josh Allen was in the loop with Diggs. Mahomes was in the loop with Tyreek Hill. You've got to imagine, or at least hope, that if he is the franchise quarterback, that the 49ers have had conversations with him and said, hey, are you okay with us moving on from Brandon Ayuk? How would you feel about that? And if Brock Purdy says, no, not good with it, you would take that into strong consideration. So,
okay, let's role play that conversation. I'll be Jed York. Mm-hmm. You be Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Or I could be Kyle Shanahan. Should I be Kyle Shanahan? I'll be Kyle Shanahan. He would have the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, Brock. Thanks for coming in today. So you probably heard that we're considering trading Brandon Ayuk for financial reasons. And as a courtesy to you, since you're the starting quarterback on the team, we thought we'd bring you in and just get a little input. What do you think? What are your feelings on what we might do?
Ah, shucks. Well, first of all, have you bought a John Deere tractor?
You don't actually have a Southern accent. Please stop that. Oh, yeah, I know Middle America loves you, but you're from Arizona. Sorry. Come on.
Sorry, I just, it's the whole
please
commercial
take off thing. Cowboy boots, please, Brock. I'm trying to sound like Colton Kivitz.
Yeah, two guys I don't want you to trade, Colton McKivitz, Brandon Ayuk. Those are my future compadres. So absolutely not okay with you moving on from Brandon Ayuk.
Okay, so you want us to pay Brandon Ayuk what he's asking?
I do.
Okay, Brock. Do you understand that if we pay Brandon what he's asking, then you're going to get a lot less? Do you understand that? It's coming out of your paycheck. So you choose. Hey, if you want to take less on the absolute, are you telling us that you'll take less? That you won't take what the market? Because that would be so generous of you. Can we get that in writing now? Let's do it now.
Yeah, let's do it now. Let's get you in writing now. $30 million, I'll take it.
Hey,
yeah, we'll worry about that next year. But you know what? I think the salary cap's going up, and I cannot play without him on this team. I need him on this team. If we're going to win a Super Bowl, Brandon Ayuk has to be a part of it. Figure it
Brock
out.
Brock just burst into the room. He's like, excuse me, Brock, are you telling me?
lemonade stand.
Excuse me. All right, we'll take some supers. Brock, do the best you can, man, because that's your guy. Dave Barclay says, two of the greatest to do it. Let's get after it. Quiet PR voices, Grant. NPR.
Oh, sorry. It's after dark.
Rome Gut Level says, what would Niners need to do to be a pass first team? You have to over enunciate. Would that be something Kyle would ever even consider? Feel like he is too tied to his dad game. Too tied to his dad's game plan. What would they need to be a pass first team? A different playbook, a different offensive line, a different coach, a different philosophy, a whole lot of different things.
There's a lot of things, yeah. I think that would be on Kyle Shanahan. Absolutely. It'd be a decision that he makes, but you'd have to change out the offensive line a bit.
Dave Barclay says, how much have you won versus lost in sleeper picks? You don't.
There's no losing in sleeper picks.
Yeah, they don't ever tell me how much. They don't count that part. They count the winnings, and I've won two.
The friends you've made along the way is the important part of sleeper picks.
Fish and Chips says, Jesse, are you an assimilated East Coaster now?
Well, I mean, I've been here far less than I was on the West Coast, so ipso facto, you figure it out, I guess.
Ipso facto. Brother Really Kyle Bob says, I'm late like Jesse usually. We trade Kyle Leviette. We're going to do that in about 20 minutes. Hang tight, Brother Bob. Dave Barclay says, are the Niners the Coyote and BA is the media girl? And Brock can step in, save the situation. Captain, save a BA. Wow. I love BA. Hope he stays, but I do understand business and will root for Brandon Ayuk.
The Steelers are actually, interestingly enough, probably the one place you could trade BA, and he wouldn't have better numbers. Like, that's a safe spot. If you want to make it look like, hey, we made the right decision. I mean, we gave him away. He's not even producing over there. You send him to Buffalo, he's going for 1,500 yards and 100 catches. So don't want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, go play with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Do you think the 49ers are really interested in drafting a wide receiver at 31? Or is it a smokescreen to try to get Brandon Ayuk to lower his asking price?
I don't think they're necessarily interested in drafting the position at 31. I think there's a specific player at 31 that if he were to fall there, they would be interested. And that's Adonai Mitchell. I think that he fits the mold from what they tend to like. You look at Brandon Ayuk. You look at CeeDee Lamb, who obviously Kyle Shanahan talked about liking as well. Mm-hmm. He went back and forth on should they take CeeDee with that pick that they ended up taking Javon Kinlaw. And then he decided to trade up and go get BA. But Adonai Mitchell is kind of a hybrid between the two. He's a little bit bigger, a little bit faster as far as the straight line speed. But he gets open in much of the same way, which is through his route running. So, yeah, I do think that they are interested in Adonai Mitchell, regardless of whether BA is on this team or not. I don't know that they are interested in wide receiver at 31 if it's just any wide receiver.
If I were CeeDee Lamb, I'd be so happy that the Niners didn't draft me. He's going to make so much more money because the Cowboys drafted him and they just gave him the ball. And if I were Adonai Mitchell, I would really not want the 49ers to draft me. And if I were Brandon Ayuk, I would have been disappointed when the Niners drafted me. And then I'd really be upset when they put me in the freaking doghouse. but I'm not any of those people. I do think it's funny, though, like how important will blocking be when the Niners decide which wide receiver they need? Because it's like a non-negotiable thing for 49ers and their wide receivers. Like you have to be an amazing block, unless your name's Debo.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else has to block their butts off. And I can see him taking someone like Ladd McConkey because he played at Georgia and they run the ball. Okay. I mean, they drafted Ronnie Bell for the same reason. You look at Ronnie Bell's scouting report, willing blocker, like, oh, yeah, he played for Jim Harbaugh. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's great. That's the matter of becoming a pass-first team, drafting wide receivers to block. There you go.
When you read Ronnie Bell's scouting report, immediately, as soon as he was drafted, I read a scouting report and just posted it on Twitter and said, he's a 49er guy. absolute 49er guy. You can just read it all over the scouting. Yep.
Can play all three wide receiver positions kind of poorly.
Physical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything. Can do little gadget stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was starting to think they drafted Juwan Jennings primarily for his blocking. Like, that was the trait they saw. Oh, he ran a 4.7. I don't care. Did you see him block? Cool.
Yeah, he did run a 4.7. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you, okay.
I run a 4.7 right now.
If the, where's your sermon? Where are you at?
I don't think I could. I'm holding
something. Right now. I was like, man, that's impressive.
In fact, let's do it. Let's do it.
I feel like this has to happen. At some point, you're going to have to run a 40, and I would probably do it before you turn 40 because it's going to get ugly.
It's going to get bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend waiting on this. But
I tried getting in shape when I was 30, and my Achilles were so sore within three times. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not about me.
It's not. It's not.
I think they definitely are interested in drafting a wide receiver in 31 because I think they're going to trade Brandon Ayuk. I think this is the Trent Brown situation all over again, where they kind of know they're going to trade the guy, but they want to replace him in the draft, and they don't want the league to know, even though everyone knows. So they're going to surprise the league and take a wide receiver and then draft and then trade Brandon Ayuk.
I wonder, I don't know that Rosengarten, who they've been tied to at 31 as well, I don't know that he would make it to 63. But if they were to get, let's say, pick 50 or whatever it is from the Steelers, I could see him going in that 45 to 55 range. So maybe they feel like they can get Rosengarten as well and then draft a receiver. I guess that's possible. I really think that he likes Adonai Mitchell. And of course, he would love Neighbors or Dunze or some of those guys, but they're not going to make it there. I just feel like he fits exactly what he's looking for. And let's assume that Debo's moving on next year as well, or that's the plan. Well, if you have Ayuk and you have Mitchell, there you go. You've got your two pure receivers now.
I want them to draft Adonai Mitchell, and I have a strong reason for that.
Okay.
His name means God. It's the best name I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's like saying his name is God Mitchell, but they just took the Hebrew for it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He should be on the 49ers. You need someone like that on your team.
Yeah, so we'll see what the case is. I want to see if Mitchell falls there, and if they don't trade Ayuk, if they're willing to take him, and see if my theory's right.
I did a mock draft today on si.com with all of our publishers, and he did not fall, so I picked Ladd McConkey, because if you think about it, the Niners have a McCaffrey, and I think, how could you not put a McConkey on the same offense? Because then you could have plays where it's like McConkey to McCaffrey or McCaffrey to McConkey. I think that's something that would really benefit the 49ers.
So you have McConkey to McCaffrey with McKibbitz blocking?
Correct.
I like it.
It's a good fit.
It's a very good fit. A very good fit. Where did Adonai Mitchell fall in that mock draft, out of curiosity?
He went in the mid-20s. I didn't see exactly where he went. My thing is, I'd like the Niners to trade down at a 31. I don't really care what they take, but I think it'd be cool if they traded down. We talked about this last week, and I came around. Mm-hmm. You're right. Get the hell out of round one. You suck in drafting in that round. Get more second round picks, and don't let Kyle make the freaking selection. Sorry.
It's 49ers After Dark. Everybody's fine with it.
Come on.
Yeah. Trading back is the way to go. It seems like over the last week or so, that's really what I've fallen into. And you start to look at the players that are going to fall. I mean, seemingly fall. You're going to have your pick of the litter. There's going to be five or six good players at pick 40, let's say. If that's where you trade back to, you're going to be in a really good spot as well. And how much better does drafting Rosengarten at 40 sound than 31, right?
Exactly. So speaking of drafting players solely based on their name, Rosengarten. As a Jew, I'm intrigued. Is he Jewish? Half Jewish, maybe? What are we talking? Harris Barton was Jewish. He was a good player. So, I mean, I haven't had a Jewish player in a while. Rosen wasn't really observing, but his name was Rosen, but he wasn't good. So I'm just saying, it'd be kind of nice just for us. The try.
Yeah, last week I thought that Rosengarten was the last name of the kid from Rookie of the Year. It wasn't.
It's not.
His name was something different. So
it's Howie.
My bad on that.
Yeah. Henry.
Henry. Rauer Garden or something.
Good name. Yes, it is a good name. Dave Barkley says, love the over enunciation. What up, brother Bob? I love when comment creators talk to each other.
Go back and forth. Yeah.
Brother Bob says, Dave, I'm just tired of Kyle Levy. You good? MMK.
He's talking about Matt.
Lamonte 757 or Lamont 757. Bro. Kyle could have an all Madden team and still lose or forget to press pause to go pee. He will never win. Kyle going to draft a running back round one. Look, I just feel like Kyle Shanahan has such a large and dedicated fan base. I'm glad that he also has a large and dedicated group of haters because he deserves it. I mean, we all do. And he gets it. There you go.
There was that AI deal of Kyle at the concert, like coming out in the fourth quarter. That was really good, by the way. But I feel like somebody needs to do an AI mix of him on Fast and the Furious when they have the very first race and Buddy loses to Vin Diesel and he's like, dude, I almost had you. That's Kyle at every Super Bowl.
That's so true. Dave Barclay says, always good, sir. You better if Kyle was traded. Man, my comment section is not mincing words. Junior Alcala says, what up, my guys? Do y'all think the Niners are interested in Byron Murphy from Texas? Thanks.
Defensive lineman? Of course.
From Texas? Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. They would make that pick in 20 seconds. They'd be on the clock for 10 seconds. The Niners on the clock, and the pick is in, and it's Byron Murphy.
Yeah.
If but again, Murphy is not available. When I made my pick in my mock draft.
If Murphy's there, they would be interested. And they should be. I mean, if you're going best player available, he might be the best player available if he's still there. So certainly.
Rome Gut Level says 49ers a year away from being the Warriors. Blow up.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a Bills content creator. I did a mock draft over on his channel. And I had made the comment that because the Bills are having a lot of, you know, they're trying to rework their salary cap this year, and next year they're going to be in a really good spot because of it. But I said, I think the 49ers are close to that being their reality next year. So I think next year we might look a lot like what the Buffalo Bills are doing. You're like, what the hell's going on? But it's the right thing to do if that's what the route they end up taking. And then the next year they'll have a lot of room because of it. So next year might be a year where you see a mass exodus.
Mark Salas says, ask Debo if he liked being drafted by the 49ers, Grant. Weak argument about Ike not wanting to be drafted by the Niners. Please give this super chat to Jesse.
Just send the super chat over to my channel. That's how it works.
Yeah, but Debo got paid because he's great friends with the head coach, and the head coach like goes out of his way to give him the ball in a million different ways, including as a non-wide receiver. Like, that is not the situation with Ayuk at all. At all. I'm sticking to my argument on this, Mark, and I appreciate your $10, which I'm keeping, by the way. That's for me.
I think that Ayuk at the time was probably very happy to be drafted. But one thing that I will say, Ayuk twice this offseason has referenced the doghouse thing.
I think Ayuk thought he was going to play with Aaron Rodgers. And at the end, he was like, Jimmy, okay, well, hey, see how that goes.
He was not a Jimmy fan either. He was not a Jimmy fan that much.
He was just close to playing with Aaron Rodgers. And then it was like, oh, sorry, Jimmy Garoppolo, have a good time. Welcome to the NFL. I don't know, man.
He would have gone from Rodgers to Love. That would have been pretty good.
I don't know, man. Dave Barclay says BA is worth more than Debo and Kyle. Any trade. That is true.
He's worth more than Debo. I bet you if Kyle got traded, he'd be. Bet you he'd fetch it more
Gruden
than
went for two ones and two twos. That really happened.
Yeah, that's crazy. That but he won wild. A Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl.
Rome Gut Level says, these guys that traded three firsts for Lance. These are the guys that traded three firsts for Lance. That is.
They did.
No, that was Adam Peters' fault. He's gone. It's all Adam Peters' fault.
Of course, yeah.
Ricky Williams says, I'll say it. What happens if we don't make the playoffs this season? What's the first order of business we've seen this Super Bowl hangover? Ooh.
If they don't make the playoffs at all, then what I said about next year is certainly, instead of being a possibility, it's going to happen. It'll be a complete blow up and rebuild.
Yeah, but it won't be Kyle's fault. You can't blame Kyle if they miss the playoffs, because he's a great coach.
For sure.
It's true. Dave Barclay, Boston.
No way they miss the playoffs.
I don't think so. Not with Purdy, unless he gets hurt. If he gets hurt,
That's a possibility. If he gets
Boston and Ayuk are your only hits, trade out of one, says Dave Barclay. Fish and Chip says McConkey makes sense. Irish mafia staff plus players. Sure. I mean, Shanahan, Irish. McCaffrey, Irish. McConkey, his name is Lad. How can you pass on a lad? He's just a wee lad. Rome gut level BA one thing, but is Purdy really worth 50 mil? I mean, remember that meme where that guy was like, I will see.
Let me ask you something about this real quick, because you've been around this business a lot. You've seen players who are good guys ask for a lot of money. There seems to be this narrative that is being pushed that a lot of people believe that Brock Purdy is going to take a very low number when it comes to contract negotiations. I've heard multiple people say somewhere in the 30s. Give me a percentage of chance that you think that is possible.
Oh, 0.00000.
Exactly.
Like, he already gave the Niners a discount. From his perspective, like, they owe him money.
Yeah.
They freaking owe him money. So I don't think so. And what's funny is people project so much onto Brock Purdy. No one even knows who he is. He's the hardly paid kid from Iowa who lives on a farm and drives a tractor. Like, that's what people think he is. But that's not him at all. And once he gets paid and lets his hair down a little bit and actually shows his personality, like, I wonder what middle America will think of him then. I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I do think that Brock Purdy is probably a really good person, but also Brock Purdy has one chance to get paid. There is zero chance he's getting anywhere in the 30s annually. It's just not going to happen.
He's also still 24. Your brain is not even done growing at 24. He's like a big teenager who hasn't gotten paid yet. I just really want to see who Brock Purdy is at 28. Maybe he'll be the same exact guy. But the way people talk about him will be different, because everyone gives him the aw shucks. You can't criticize. He's Mr. Irrelevant who plays for no money. It's the greatest story. He has to get John Deere to give him sponsorships because he's just, but like, when he's making $60 million a year or whatever, people are going to resent the hell out of him the way they resented Jimmy Garoppolo. He'll be the rich guy.
If he's making 55, 60 million a year and he puts up a playoff run like he just did, except for it results in losses, then all of a sudden the perception changes big time.
Goldhouse is Brock going to give hometown discount just like Burrow?
Yeah, Burrow. Yeah, exactly. Burrow gave the hometown discount too, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Article came out today in ESPN, a long expose about Bill Belichick and his attempt to sort of get another job. They ran him out of New England. They tried to make it seem like it was some mutual parting, but they didn't want him anymore. And Belichick thought other teams would be eager, particularly the Falcons. He thought he had the Falcons job in the bag, and it turns out he wasn't even in their top three, and pretty much the league rejected him in a way he never saw coming. And my question is Kyle Shanahan the next Bill Belichick? But without the rings. So let me just go through some bullet points of what was said in this article about Belichick. And these bullet points come from John Fraschella, who's been tweeting up a storm. And it's very helpful that he gave out the Cliff Notes version, because it's like 10,000 words. So, run of busted draft picks for Belichick. Okay. Underperforming personnel decisions. Belichick's leadership style led to the decision by 7 team owners to pass on him this offseason. He hasn't had a good record of developing coaches. That's not Kyle. That is true about Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You think Joe Judge and Matt Patricia can run the offense? It's arrogance.
you think Steve Wilkes and Nick Sorensen can run the defense?
I don't see.
You'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick. Kraft found Belichick to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn, and in the end, not worthy of his trust. Belichick is very, very arrogant. To be honest, Belichick is a pain in the tush.
Jeez.
That's a lot. And, you know, Kyle's young and cool, but he's arrogant. He's not warm. He's standoffish. He has no rings to back up his style. And it seems like his style is kind of old school. The guys who are getting hired are the super upbeat, positive guys who relate to Gen Z. I don't know. I'm not a big Kyle Shanahan guy. You are. Did you feel like that could be Kyle in 15 years?
In 15 years? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If he either stays with the 49ers somehow that long and doesn't win, which would be crazy, or what is more likely if he hasn't won a championship is he ends up somewhere else within 15 years. If he hasn't won a championship there, then yeah, it absolutely could be Kyle Shanahan. I think that it's funny because you said that Kyle's young. He's really not that young anymore. When you look at the league average of coaches, he's right at the league average, basically. And there's like 13 coaches or something younger than him at this point. He's not the young, hip, Yeezy-wearing coach anymore. He is just at league average. So you tack on another 15 years, all of a sudden he's the old crotchety coach that never won. Why would you hire him? So, yeah, I definitely could see a scenario where that ends up being Kyle Shanahan. Yeah.
They have a lot in common besides just their like demeanor and the way they talk to people. But if you think about it, Belichick was this mastermind defensive coach, but his teams were led by the offense. And he was very dependent on not only Tom Brady, but Josh McDaniels the last 15 years. And once McDaniels left, they were in trouble, even though McDaniels isn't even a good coach. He's just a whole lot better than freaking Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Kyle, offensive genius. Everyone says so. But the team is led by defense. And once they lost D'Amico and Sala, who coached together for a long time, well, they're pretty unsatisfied with their defense all of a sudden. So things that make you say,
It is interesting. If the defense takes another back step this year, which is definitely possible. I mean, you had a lot of turnover, not only from the coaching aspect, but the player aspect. It definitely could get worse statistically than it was last year. And that was not good enough.
It was a high bar last year. They gave up 17-something points a game, third fewest in the league. Like, good luck, Nick.
Yeah, let's say they give up 19.5 points a game this year. They end up good enough. You know, 10-7 and then lose in the divisional round. I could see a scenario like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep. You start to question. Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle, what's up?
So what's the takeaway here? I feel like he could mellow out the way Jim Harbaugh did. Cause Jim Harbaugh seems like a pretty charming, relatable guy now in his 60s, or Kyle could keep doubling down and become more detached, more aloof, more cold, more off-putting, more arrogant, and essentially work his way out of the league because that style ain't working anymore. And he's fortunate that he has an older core of players who know him very well and seem to like him. Although, I don't know how they feel after the latest Super Bowl loss. Don't know. We'll find out. But what's going to happen when he tries to rebuild like Belichick tried? Like, Belichick just flat out failed. 23-year-old athletes are like, not impressed, don't like you, sorry. This quarterback sucks. I'm really curious to see what happens when Kyle Shanahan tries to rebuild at 47. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to when he built this team at 37.
I think a lot of it just comes down to Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy really is that deal, then he'll be fine. If he's not, especially if he's not and they pay him, this thing will go south very quickly. So it really all comes down to Brock Purdy, man. Brock Purdy is the linchpin that holds all of this together right now. If he doesn't pan out and be a franchise quarterback, they are screwed, in my opinion, because this run is ending with the rest of those older good players. So Brock Purdy has to be that guy.
one more parallel between these two coaches and then I'll stop. Because we're talking about Hall of Famer and Bill Belichick, but really his entire legacy is looking a lot different without Brady. Brady is the reason people know who the hell Bill Belichick is. I mean, you know, average Joes. And he got lucky with Brady, right? Sixth round pick. Didn't know. You got lucky. Kyle got lucky with Brock Purdy. So two of the smartest, most discerning coaches ever got very lucky at the quarterback position. I don't know. Maybe Bill Walsh did too. And maybe that will be a big part of their legacy. Maybe Kyle will end up winning six Super Bowls too because Brock Purdy was gifted to him by Adonai.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see for sure.
That would be cool. That's right. I did.
That's one thing that you can say about Andy Reid is he made it to a Super Bowl before all of that. He made it to multiple NFC championships before all of that. And then he, unlike those two, Patrick Mahomes didn't fall in his lap where it's like, we just got lucky and drafted him in round three. He traded up specifically for Patrick Mahomes. Like, he created that whole thing. So that is a big difference.
Yeah, but Kyle Shanahan traded up for Trey Lance. So it's kind of like, you can't, I mean, they both, you know.
It's exactly the same, yeah.
I mean, another parallel between Kyle and Bill Belichick. I'm sorry, I'll be done in a second, I swear. They both absolutely loved Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's, yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Well, also, could we say this?
Uh-huh.
We know that Bill Belichick loved Jimmy Garoppolo.
Uh-huh.
Now, Kyle, over time, did not love Jimmy Garoppolo, but he was good enough with Jimmy Garoppolo to not pursue Kirk Cousins in that offseason, which was the plan the whole time. So there are some similarities there. Absolutely.
He put a ring on it.
Mm-hmm.
He wiped up Jimmy. Say what you want.
He wiped up Jimmy. He did.
He wiped up Jimmy.
Yeah. Even though all the signs were there that he shouldn't have.
He made the decision. Fish and Chip says, curveball, Kyle trades Brock to Arizona before payday. Arizona. Ooh. Definitely going to trade Brock Purdy within the division. That would be great. Niner fans would love that. That would be wonderful.
You know how low you would have to think of him in order to do that?
I saw BetUS put up the odds for where Ayuk's going next year, and they had him like the fourth best odds are Arizona at plus 700. I'm like, I don't think so. I feel fairly confident that's not going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
Rome Gut Level says, Grant, appreciate you. Your vids help through my recovery. Glad. Good luck. Thinking about you, Rome Gut Level. Hope you're all right. Thank you. Last topic. We have to talk about Trent Taylor. He's very important to this team. You know, they were looking for a punt returner, and by the grace of God, Trent Taylor became available. And the 49ers really just, it was a no-brainer decision. I mean, what do you think of this one?
Yeah, this one doesn't make any sense to me at all. It moved me so much that I didn't even make a video about it because I don't understand it. Trent Taylor last year was about a full yard under the league average and punt return yards per punt return. So that's not good. He muffed two punts. He's 30. He has an extensive injury.
Well, hold on. He's not 30 for another 13 days. So he's got that going for him. All
right. That's true. He's 29.
He's 29.
He had an extensive injury history. He doesn't have any measurables that say he's an elite athlete. I really don't understand this. No, he's not going to make the team. I don't think. Is he?
Excuse me? Is this? Yes, he's going to make the team. Absolutely, 100%. He's going to make the team.
No.
And that's why this signing bugs me so much. It's Friend not like, hey, you know, like for example, spring training, the Giants brought Pablo Sandoval to spring training. Like, hey, buddy, we all remember you and you wanted to get some swings. Could be fun. That's what this should be. Like, hey, we got 90 men on the roster and George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk get lonely sometimes, you know? All pros get lonely too. So, Trent, your job is to converse with the older players on the team who may not socialize much with the younger. You need to bridge. You need to be the social chair of the 49ers locker room. That's your job for May, June, July, and August. But then after that, you're going to need football players on the 53-man roster. So thank you. But no. He's going to be the punt returner for this team next year. And that's because this team is so good that how could you possibly improve upon it? Like, just getting a guy like him, you know? I mean, like, they're already miles ahead of everyone else. So why not just mess around a little bit? It's like popping a wheelie when you're about to cross the finish line. Like, yeah, it's Trent Taylor style points.
Trent Taylor has as many career touchdown receptions as Ronnie Bell had last year. Yet Ronnie Bell should be in trouble as far as making this team, according to a lot of people, which I don't necessarily disagree with that. But Trent Taylor, on the other hand, deserves a roster spot. I should make that make sense.
Oh, yeah. If they cut Ronnie Bell to keep Trent Taylor, that would be silly. Because I think that Ronnie Bell actually could be a decent slot receiver. And Trent Taylor can't.
Well, what is the argument for Trent Taylor? That he doesn't muff punts? He muffed two of them last year.
Yeah, but he's never muffed a punt while wearing a red jersey.
Oh, good point. So with the 49ers, he didn't muff punts. Got it.
Right.
Right. But he... Right. Okay.
That's I mean, that's a split statistic. That's an advanced statistic. You can't deny that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of reasons here.
Guess I didn't.
I just feel like Kyle Shanahan really, I mean, no one's going to say it, but I think he came close to losing the locker room. I mean, it's the off season, but the way they lost it, how upset the players were, I feel like he's been doing things left and right to try to like make them happy. It's like, all right. We got Nick Sorensen. You like Nick Sorensen? Okay, Nick Sorensen. Of course, we're gonna have Brandon Staley too. Don't even look at him. Don't even think about it. Nick Sorensen is your guy. And then, oh, you want Trent Taylor? You want a friend? You want ice cream? What do you want? You want a sleepover? I can do it. But it's like that's what it seems like, pandering by a coach who is finally getting side-eyed by his players. Like, dude. We had it last year. We were the best team last year. We were the consensus number one team in the AP poll all freaking year. And we lost to a retooling Kansas City in overtime. And they're laughing at us because we took the ball first. Like, I'm embarrassed to be on this team now. Because you. What happened? It's okay. We got Trent Taylor. I was pissed. I was going to say some things to you, Kyle. But Trent Taylor's here. I'm going to keep myself.
Signing Trent Taylor to keep them happy is like the equivalent of Aaron Rodgers getting what was his slot Alan receiver Lazard. Back in the day? No, not Lazard. Who was the other one? The little quick slot receiver that left
Randall Cobb.
Getting Randall Cobb not only to come back to the Packers to keep him happy, but then he went to the Jets because, you know, keep Aaron Rodgers happy.
How happy do you think Brock Purdy was when he heard that the Niners were signing Trent Taylor? Do you think he threw his phone out the window? Do you think he did a back handspring? Like, how exuberant was he when he realized that he would be throwing maybe two to four passes this year to Trent Taylor?
Man, I feel like he looked at it and said, I've got another contributor to my John Deere commercials. Trent Taylor.
Maybe the whole Niners offense could get sponsored by corn or wheat or barley. I like or John that. Deere.
Yeah, I think so.
They're the barley of offenses.
You know how quarterbacks give gifts at Christmas to like their whole offensive line? What over or under?
There's a rate.
I don't even know. Yeah, I was gonna say over or under the amount of farm tools. Let's say 4.5 go to the offensive line. Are we going
here's
over?
Here's a gift
or
certificate
under?
To Bass Pro Shops. Let's all go fishing. Kyle nice. Levy also passed over Brady for Jimmy Garbaggio, says brother Bob. Oh, I mean, he's legendary. The quarterbacks he didn't want. Dave Barclay twice, brother Bob. They're talking to each other through the super chat. I love it. Kyle is so...
Don't read that. No, don't read that.
I wasn't born yesterday. Brother, really, Kyle Bob says, Dave, true, you had to remind me. Fish and chips, Brock signing on Taylor. Time to pray harder. What have I done to deserve this? I'm sorry. Okay. It's 6:58 on the West Coast.
Oh, man.
I'm done streaming for the night, Jesse. Just a phenomenal job as always.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Next week. Hey, ooh, next week will be the day before the draft. You know, I would say that arguably the best show we've ever had was the day before the draft. Maybe we can top that next week. I'm not trying to put any pressure on anything, but you know, I'm just throwing it out there.
I think we can. I think so. It'll be our best show ever. Tune in next week for the best 49ers After Dark ever.
Ooh, I like this.
William Bennett says, hello, great content, guys. What up with the coach?
He'll be back soon.
He'll be back.
Yeah, he might actually be back tomorrow with Grant. We'll see.
He might. We shall see. If not this week, then next week. Grant, you didn't read my chat. What? Yes, I did. Except for that one part that I can't. You try to get me in trouble. You and Brother Bob are diabolical, and I'm blaming Brother Bob for your comportment tonight, Dave, because he's a bad influence.
I agree. Brother Bob is a bad influence.
It's his fault. Thanks, everyone. I'll see you guys later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Hey, Ohio, have you heard the buzz? Slingers signature cocktails are the new go-to to go. Slingers are convenient, canned, cocktail-inspired flavored beverages that bring you delicious flavors like Bahama Mama, Peach Screwdriver, and Pineapple Punch with 8% ABV. They pack a punch at a price you can't beat. No time to make fancy cocktails? Don't want to break the bank on a night out? Slingers has you covered. Blast your taste buds, not your wallet. Grab Slingers today. American Fermentation Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.